Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Corey and I are opening the show this week, which, by the way, is being recorded in its entirety from the Cambridge House Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're at the west end of the convention center. I have to tell you, there's a lot of activity down here. I am not necessarily surprised because, as I mentioned last week, and I think that Corey agreed with me, we believe, at a turn in the market. There's at least a turn in the area of interest in the junior resource sector. Does that mean prices are going to go up long term? It's hard to say, but the interest is truly, truly a building. Chatting right now with Lawrence Ralston. Lawrence, I have a question for you. You were talking about something that I didn't even know what the word meant, and that was bifurcation. What that basically means, as you explained it to me, is the real... diversification is the wrong way to put it, but it's the real split in the junior sector among the very inexpensive companies. Some of those companies, in your mind, represent really good buys. Others don't, because you don't feel there's really any fundamental value in, say, as much as 50% of the companies. Could you talk about that first, and then we'll get into the other area?
Absolutely, Al. The key point here is that there's a real, as you said, a diversification of what's happening in the junior resource sector at this time. You know, previous rebounds, like in the beginning of 2009, the whole market bounced back up pretty quickly. Everything came up in tandem. It's very different this time. We're seeing this bifurcation. There's a lot of companies that appear to be cheap, but in my opinion, are still overvalued. Look, a lot of these companies raised money in that period, 2011, 12, and they went out and they hoped to find a gold deposit. They didn't find it. They burned up all the money. They've got nothing left. It's kind of like holding a lottery ticket the day after the draw. There's no real value left in some of those companies. And as the values of those companies continue declining toward their fundamental value, which unfortunately is pretty much zero, it's giving the impression that the whole market is still on a downtrend. But at the same time, we're seeing the better quality companies, companies that have a management group that knows how to execute, that they have cash, they have a good asset. The values of those companies are now on a steady uptrend. In my talk this morning, I demonstrated about a dozen stock charts that we're following in the newsletter that are up between about 30 and more than 50% over the last couple of months. As the smart money that always comes into the market at the beginning of the recovery focuses on those better quality companies. And that's what we're seeing now. These good companies are moving up, and a lot of the other companies are still on a downward trend.
Well, Lawrence, it is something that we've seen since, I'd say, October, November, is this growth in some of these mid-tier companies where they have gone up 50, even 60% on some pretty steady volume. But I want to focus on one aspect. We talk about management all the time, and cash is obviously important. But you mentioned the property, and I know your background is as a geologist. You look very closely at these properties. When you're analyzing some of these companies, are you going back to their most recent drill results? Are you going back to the 43-101s? And what are you looking for in those? Because I know if you look at 43-101s from a while ago, they were projecting much higher gold prices. And the fact of the matter is, gold is lower than it was well back in the day.
And that's a very, very important point. But first, let me clarify. I look at the projects, but I also look very closely, first and foremost, at the management. But when I do look at the projects, I'm looking for projects that make economic sense in the context of today's metal prices or even lower. And you're absolutely right. When gold was $1,900 an ounce, there were a lot of gold projects, and silver was $35 an ounce. There were a lot of silver projects that looked pretty enticing and drove up the values of those companies. And now, at the current metal prices and a reasonable outlook for the current metal prices, those projects just don't make economic sense anymore. One day they will. But you've got to decide as an investor, are you speculating on a long-term metal price, or do you want to invest in a company that's going to generate near-term returns as the project advances? my focus at this time is entirely on companies that have projects that make economic sense at the current metal prices and are being advanced forward based on realistic outlook for near-term metal prices.
Lawrence, I think the thing that's really important for investors, potential investors, what have you, to realize at this point, number one, I think we might almost be entering, you know, certainly a phase in the market, in my opinion, that's stronger than it has been in the last couple of years. If this thing gets into a mania-type situation, though, I think even in spite of that, it's critical for people to work with folks like yourself, real experts, and really, really concentrate on due diligence. So many people lost so much money in the past because they let their emotions do their investing for them. That, in my opinion, is a critical mistake.
Absolutely a critical mistake. And the other part of that mistake, which is related, is there was an expectation that the gold price was going to go to the moon and the silver price was going to keep going higher forever, and the copper price and all the other prices were going higher. So people were betting on a higher metal price. They were not doing the fundamental research and investing sensibly in a company. And that's exactly what they need to do now. They need to look first and foremost at the company. Does this company make sense? Having said that, and back to your point about what's going to happen and will it turn into a mania, I think it's going to be some time yet before we see that mania phase. But there is money coming into the sector. You know, we heard Rick Rule commenting this morning that Sprott has taken in $800 million of new money over the last few months, and they've got another $600 million that they're working toward. That's $1.4 billion of money in one firm that's going to be allocated into the junior resource sector over the coming months. That and a number of other firms with similar sort of stories, there's a lot of money that's going to be coming into the sector, but it's going to be coming in rationally, sensibly, and over a period of time. But it's going to start with these high-quality companies, the companies that have a real project that makes sense at the current metal price. And, you know, as I pointed out earlier, these companies are moving. And by the time somebody rings a bell and tells us that, you know, the market is on a rebound, these better quality companies are going to be up 2 times, 5 times, or more.
You know, Corey, we're in a really interesting situation right now. We've seen the good times. We've also seen the bad times. And clearly, the bad times were really, really bad. I mean, this is, of late, this has been the worst market that I personally have ever seen in 35 years in the business. But I really sense that it's coming back. And, you know, I have to tell you, with all of the people who we're talking with on a daily basis, the Rick Ackermans of the world, the Docs of the world, everybody, I'm starting to see some real, real optimism out there. It's very, very important, I think, when this optimism grows, though, for people to go back and really go to fundamentals. Let's forget about, Lawrence doesn't think a mania is going to happen right now. He may very well be right. But the fact of the matter is, there is a lot more enthusiasm right now, and that's when people have to be careful. Don't you agree?
I think what Lawrence said about the mania not coming back is an important point, because we don't have the same number of investors coming back into the market. We do have that smart money coming into the market, which I think is crucial, because that's when you start investing in fundamentals. You need to look at the stocks that you hold right now and think to yourself, would I buy them at these current metal prices? Because quite frankly, there are some stocks that, even though, as Lawrence said, they seem cheap, they're actually still expensive for fundamentally what they are. And a lot of these stocks might end up going to zero, but the ones that will survive are the ones that have good property, good management, and cash.
I want you guys to do yourself a favor out there. Check out Lawrence's newsletter, Resource Opportunities. Go to our favorite sites section. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 17, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,244.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.28, $645.14 for a half ounce, or $322.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,290.28, $645.14, and $322.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, Lawrence Ralston is a fellow in this industry who I have nothing but respect for. Lawrence has been around for a lot of years, certainly as long as I have, which is pushing 35. He's an honest man. He's a very competent man. I take everything that he has to say very, very seriously. we are chatting with one of the younger people in the industry right now, but this guy is so smart, it's scary, Jordan Rayburn. Jordan has a website. We've known each other for about 3 or 4 years. We did some property visits up in Alaska. He is truly a technician, certified market technician, I believe, is official title. This guy is somebody to listen to. Jordan, I got a question for you. I felt a couple of weeks ago that we had seen a turn in both the resource sector and also in the commodity sector. Gold, try as hard as the sell side tried to knock it down, it just wouldn't go down. Same was true of silver. I thought that this represented a turning point. What do you think?
Al, I completely agree, and especially with the stocks. I mean, looking back, we have to remember that the mining stocks started peaking at the very end of 2010, and then the silver stocks in the junior sector peaked March or April 2011, and then gold didn't peak until the summer 2011. So it makes sense that the stocks are starting to show a lot more strength in the metals. You'd expect that with this turn. And I agree with you, Al. In December, I was thinking that we were going to kind of have a final plunge for the bottom, and it just never materialized. I mean, the market went lower, and we were kind of sitting there just, okay, let's get that final plunge. Is this thing going to happen in the next week or two? And the stocks just stopped going down, and since then, they started going up. And the technical action is very, very positive. I cannot make a case that the stocks have not bottomed here. I publicly said that the bottom is in last week, and I stick to that. I really firmly believe that.
Jordan, I'd say that the bottom has been in for the stocks for a little while now. Looking at some of the quality stocks, they've been growing since October or November. What I think we've been seeing, especially in the gold price, is a nice solid base building, this double bottom that a lot of people say that we have hit. I would agree with that, but I'd also say this is a healthy growth that we have seen once we hit 2014. We've seen the gold price on consistent days make good upwards moves, and the pullbacks have been less severe. So I think that this is healthy and positive moving forward as we continue on into the spring and summer seasons.
I agree. Pullbacks are being bought, and I have a list of maybe my top 15 stocks, and I just put them in an index because I wanted to see how it was performing. That particular index bottomed in late June, and it made a noticeable higher low in December. And that index now would have to go, it would have to decline 31% to test that June bottom. And at this point, when stocks go up that much, and you're this deep into a downturn, they're just not going to make a new low. It's just not going to happen. With respect to the metals, I would caution a little bit because the signs of a bottom, I think, are much, much stronger in the stocks. With the metals, I'm less convinced. I can't say either way yet. But if you go back to the 2000-2001 bottom, I was looking at some charts. The Huey Gold Bugs Index bottomed in late 2000 in November, and then gold made a double bottom in February and April. So even if gold were to plunge below 1,200, I don't think that would, of course, the stocks would probably be weak, but it's not going to drive the stocks to new lows because, as I said earlier, the stocks, they led this downturn. They peaked before the metals peaked, and now they're turning up before the metals have turned up.
Well, here's the million-dollar question. Are the resource stocks appreciating right now just because people really want them to, and consequently, I know a lot of them are going up in value on very low volume. And I'm wondering, is this a result, number one, of desire on the part of a very small portion of the investment community, or is this the sign of something much larger than that?
Well, with respect to volume, volume has been low, but one thing I noticed, Al, at the end of last week, the volume in GDXJ, which is kind of that's what we Americans think of as juniors, and they're larger than what Canadians say the juniors are. And that index, the CDNX, the Toronto Venture Exchange Index, that index actually closed at a 9-month high this past week. It made a low in June, and it made a higher low in December, and it's kind of broken out of its bottoming pattern. I don't have the volume in front of me. So I'm not, I don't know what that is, but I was paying more attention to GDXJ last week, as I said, and the volume was low coming off the initial bottom, but last week I think we got the kind of volume that really tells you that the big players in the market, they know that the bottom is in, because volume really exploded to the upside last week.
Jordan, you mentioned your top 15 companies that you threw into an index on your own. I did the same with a few of the companies that I was watching, thinking that these are fundamentally strong. A lot of the companies that I have been watching are these mid-tier companies that have a good project and are either in production or looking at bringing this into production, and it will be profitable at these current prices. When you're looking at your top 15 companies, are these juniors, mid-tiers, large cap, or a combination of all of them?
It's a combination of all. I mean, there's a few larger companies in there, Franco-Nevada, for one. There's a handful of exploration and development companies that are not in production. And then there's a lot of junior producers in there. So it spans the entire realm, you could say.
You know, a company that you and I both follow, and a company that where you and I met when we were visiting their Alaska properties via helicopter, et cetera, is Corvus Gold. Now, interest of full disclosure, I am a shareholder in Corvus Gold. I bought the stock out of the open market, and they're sponsors on our site. What does that mean? Well, that means if you want more information on Corvus, just click on their banner. Jeff Pontius is a pretty good friend of mine, as I know he is of yours. That's a company that I think really, really is one that's worth talking about, because it's one of the few companies that I own that's up significantly. I mean, I'm probably up 100% from where I bought it.
Yeah, I also have to quickly say that I am a shareholder. It's a sponsor of my website. But that's because I really, really believe in the company, as you do. And listeners should know, do your own research. You know, don't take everything that we say as fact. But I completely agree, Al. And that stock has been very strong for a reason, because it looks like they're on to a major discovery in Nevada. And they found the high grade there. And it's going to be easy to get into production. It's going to be a low capex. It's going to look very economic. You know, I'm speculating about the future, but that's what I believe. Even at $1,200 or $1,300 gold, when they put out some new economic reports this year, I think that's what we're going to see. And that's why the stock is so strong, because the market, the big players know that this is a major discovery. It's in Nevada, one of the best jurisdictions in the world, and it's not going to be a technically difficult project to run. So the larger companies, they're going to be all over this. And, yeah, the stock has been very strong, and I think it's going to continue to move higher. I know that if you don't own it, it's very tough to see a stock up that much to buy it. But I do think from where it's at, it's going to continue to move higher. I'm very confident in Corvus's future.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want more information on Corvus, either go to Jordan's website, which is included in our favorite sites section. Check out what is on his site. Check out what's on our site. It's a company that we both have a lot of respect for, and probably the most important reason for me not being a technical guy is I really like the management team. Jordan's got a great website. He's got a great newsletter. Check it out. Just go to our favorite sites section, and we will direct you right to it. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. You know who I am. I know who you are. Corey knows who you are. Look out. We know where you live. We are chatting right now from the Cambridge House Investment Conference with Rolyn Bailey. Rolyn is an old friend, known you for, what's it been, probably 10 or 15 years?
Oh, I don't think quite that long. Probably about 8.
About 8 years. But Rolyn is probably one of the most professional investor relations people who I know in this business. She is currently and has been for quite some time involved with a couple of companies that we are invested in. One of them is New Zealand Energy, which is what we're going to be talking about right now. New Zealand Energy is located obviously in New Zealand. Corey, you just got back from that part of the world. Any comments on what's going on down there vis-a-vis the energy sector?
Down in that part of the world, they seem to be booming. It seems to be doing quite well. I was quite surprised. The economy seemed strong, and I was impressed when I was down there. I was only down in Australia and Tasmania, but I hear New Zealand is right along with those guys.
With New Zealand, sort of a closely kept secret in the oil and gas industry, where people really don't know that it's been an oil and gas producer, but it's been producing since the early 1900s. And it really got kick-started in the mid-1950s, 1960s, when Shell made two big discoveries. Like, you're talking 3.5 trillion cubic feet of natural gas with a lot of oil. So that really kick-started the industry. But the fact that it's still so unknown allowed us to go in there in 2010, 2011, pick up a lot of properties. We've got almost 2 million acres of land on the North Shore. It's the largest onshore exploration portfolio in the country. We've got six permits on the West Coast, 3 permits on the East Coast, and we're moving quickly. So,
the million-dollar question is, you know, as you said, you bought some shares at $3. I bought some shares at $1.50. What do you attribute the fall in the share price to?
Well, certainly. We drilled our first wells in 2011 and had huge success, and the share price sort of skyrocketed after those first two discoveries, and it settled down a bit, just like oil wells do. Oil wells start off strong, they start to decline, the share price came down a bit with it, and then just the market in general. I mean, you look around at every single company in this conference, and I bet you all of them are trading at almost their all-time lows or pretty close to it. It's a tough market for the resource industry, but the companies that survive are the companies with real assets, with a strong team, with money in the bank, and that are focused on advancing the properties. I mean, I get people asking me all the time, you know, why is the share price trading at? Why are you trading below value? And I say, you know, we can't control the market. The market's going to do what it does, but we can control how we advance the company, our corporate governance, staying focused, staying on track. And then when the market does turn around, I believe this company will be one of the shining stars.
Really, and I bought the New Zealand Energy stock out of the open market a little while ago, right about just below a dollar, around 90 cents, and I continue to hold those shares. One of the reasons I continue to hold is because New Zealand is still out there trying to actively advance the company. You guys keep on bringing wells back onto production. I believe the last news release involved an update on some production numbers that beat the guidance, correct?
Yeah, and I think we've really turned a corner. We've certainly had our struggles over the last couple of years, but we're a new company, right? Growing pains to a certain extent. But we completed an acquisition in October of last year, and the first thing that we did was put six wells back into production. So this, the acquisition that we did brought us three new petroleum mining licenses. So they're permitted licenses that had produced historically, and also a full cycle production facility. And on these existing licenses, there was 27 wells that had been drilled by previous operators. And we were able to put six of them back into production. So very low cost to us. I think it was $400,000 all in, our share, to put six wells back into production and start getting oil out of them. And so our guidance was 120 barrels per day from all six wells. We're actually at about 150 or just higher than that right now. So we've exceeded the guidance on that. And we're just sort of systematically completing those milestones. Our guidance for the end of this year is 2,300 BOE per day. And it's just a matter of, you know, just systematically doing each thing we need to do to get to that production level.
You know, just to show you how crazy the resource industry is, I have been involved with your company since very, very shortly after New Zealand Energy went public. New Zealand Energy went public very, very shortly after that. They were immediately into production with one well.
Yep.
You've done nothing since that time but advance the company. Now you've got, what'd you say, 2 million acres under your control.
Yep.
I mean, that's a huge land position. The fickleness of the market, I think, is exemplified very, very well.
I appreciate that. We've certainly had, you know, we've had a couple of stumbles.
But you've done nothing but advance the company.
Yeah, and it's, the key thing is to stay focused, right? So, you know, sometimes you do have something that sets you back, but you get back on your feet, you stay focused on the objectives, right? And that's where the experience of the team comes into it. Like, if you look at the people that are working for this company, these guys have 30, 40 years of experience, some of them in New Zealand, some of them Alberta, but collectively, the level of guidance and the level of experience at the top levels of management is extraordinary, and even, you know, with the drilling managers and the technical team. And that's the key thing, is we know that we've got the assets there, but do you have the team to deliver? I think we do. And like I said, you just got to keep systematically moving ahead, and that's what we're focused on doing this year. I really feel like we've turned a corner, and this year is going to be quite extraordinary.
Let's talk a little bit about the team. I mean, one of the reasons that I was very intrigued with New Zealand Energy from day one was not only yourself, but also John Prowse.
Yeah.
Let's talk about John and the rest of the team.
Yeah, so John's our CEO. He's been in the business, the resource industry, for probably about 30 years. Sorry, John, if that's too much, maybe 25. He was a broker, so he knows the capital markets. He knows how to raise money. He's got an incredible Rolodex of people that he knows. And he put together a team of oil and gas experts, geologists and technical people, and again, business people, operations people who know how to get the best out of the assets that we have.
Well, you guys are very definitely doing that. As I said, I think that your company is a really good example of the fickleness of the resource industry. I mean, I haven't sold a share, and I'm underwater right now.
None of management has sold a share either. So.
I think that's an important thing to realize.
Yeah.
Rillian, we got a comment from one of our listeners that was somewhat critical. To say it was somewhat critical is the understatement of the day. Very, very critical. Very, very critical about the fact that you guys repriced your options. Now, I understand that after being in this business for 35 years, I understand why people do that. It's simply a matter of fair compensation.
Well,
you want to talk about
that
a little bit?
You've got to retain the team. I mean, if you want to build a competitive, progressive company, you need to have a strong team that can get you there, right? Some people say, well, you guys shouldn't get paid at all until the company's profitable. Well, if we hired high school students, we would never be profitable, right? You need to have a strong team, and they need to be compensated, and everybody works really hard, and they deserve to participate as the stock responds to that. So we had options that were priced between $1 and $3. I mean, I bought in at $3, right? And some of the options were issued at that price. We repriced them to 45 cents, which is almost double what the stock's trading at now. And it just ensures that the team is incentivized and encouraged to keep working hard for the company and to add value. That's what we're all focused on. That's what the shareholders want, and that's what the employees want.
Corey, I think the thing that's really critical about something that Relyn just said is the options originally were priced about $3,
if I'm
not mistaken.
From $1 to $3,
yeah. From $1 to $3, which was roughly double what the stock was trading at the time, as opposed to at a discount, which they didn't
do. Oh, yeah, we always price at market value, never below.
Exactly, and now the options are priced at twice the market value. I mean, I got to tell you, to me, that shows a certain amount of fiduciary responsibility.
Well, another key thing is that none of the director options were repriced, right? So the directors all kept their original pricing, and all that was repriced was for the employees. And I think that was a pretty classy thing to do. It recognizes that you need to be able to retain your team. This is even in a depressed market like we're in, it's still a very competitive industry, and people will move to other companies if they get the compensation that's going to, you know, help them have a different lifestyle. So you have to retain your team, but the directors did not reprice any of their options. Nobody has sold a share. We are all completely focused on adding value at this company.
The other aspect too, Relyn, that you mentioned is no one else has sold their shares. Yeah. I think it is very important. I have no problem
with
people.
And they even bought into the recent financing. One of our directors and other employees took significant, put their own money into the recent financing. So we're buying in.
Having skin in the game is very
yeah.
important. We all know that. Repricing the options, it's what happens in these bad markets. I have no problem with that either. As long as management continues to hold and continues to keep their share position when you need to go back to market, I think that is fine. It is something that we will continue to follow with New Zealand Energy. I think that you guys continue to move in the right direction.
There's going to be lots of things coming. We've got those 6 wells reactivated. We're putting additional wells into production this quarter and then new drills later in the year. So there's going to be a lot of activity to follow this year.
And that's something that we will keep everybody up to date on. We continue to have you on the show on a regular basis, mostly because, as we mentioned, Al and I are shareholders. We are interested in this company, and we continue to hold. Relyn, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back with
thanks
you shortly.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Going in alone this time. Boy, you know, I did it alone by myself for probably the last 30 years, and now all I can say is without a co-host here, I feel like I have a lot of freedom, thank God. Having some free at last, as Martin Luther King said. I'm chatting right now with a gentleman who I have the utmost respect for. He is the president of a company called Clifton Star Resources. Let me give you a little bit of background. I am a shareholder in Clifton Star. I bought these shares out of the open market. Clifton Star is a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means if you want to get any more information on Clifton, simply click on their banner. We're going to start out talking about something with Michel Bouchard a little bit differently, though. We're going to talk a little bit about some experiences that he has had around the world over the past year in terms of market perception. Michel, you were telling me you were in Switzerland, I guess, about 6 months ago.
Yeah, about 6 months
ago. Boy, talk about down in the dumps. Everybody was very, very pessimistic.
I think that it's the first time I've been there a couple of times over the last 10 years. And normally they're very upbeat about gold and precious metal in general. But this time it was the first time that I saw people worried about the evolution of the gold price, you know, gold price going down. And as well, it was the first time that I thought they were a bit nervous about the whole process going on. So that was 6 months ago, though.
Well, I'll tell you what I find to be interesting. I've been in this game a long time, as have you, different facets of it. But when gold got down to the high 12s, the mid 12s, even down to the very high 11s, I wasn't was not particularly worried. And the reason I wasn't is because it just struck me from a fundamental standpoint, you know, the $1,000, $1,050 that people were calling, some people were calling for, I just never thought it would happen for fundamental reasons.
Well, you're right about fundamental reason. I think that when you look at all the gold producer in the world, you know, the average must be somewhere in the $1,100 range. So at some point, and it already started when we hit, I think, the bottom of the gold price late last fall, people started to look at their cost, cutting production, shutting down production in some cases. So it shows, you know, that you can't produce really a gold ounce under those prices. So this is the absolute limit that it should go. But still, I mean, everybody is afraid. You know, some people call it at 800, 900. And because of that, I think that there was nervousness, obviously, in the market, especially during the end of the year.
Yeah, but so far, all the pundits, for lack of better terms, who are calling for $800-$900 gold have been wrong so far. I think that inaccuracy, personally, is going to continue. You know, as you know, we interview newsletter writers on a daily basis, mostly technical people. Doc, Rick Ackerman, Gary Savage, etc., all of them are calling for higher gold prices. Rick is probably, and Rick is a pure technician, Michelle, but he's probably the most conservative of any of them. He wants to see mileposts down the road before he's going to call, you know, an upward market or a downward market. But generally, he also is very, very optimistic. I don't see a lot of pessimism in the markets right now.
Right now, it's funny how 6 months changed the world, you know. Even here in Vancouver, you can see that the people in general are upbeat since the beginning of the year. First of all, it's the end of the tax selling season. That helped a lot. But even in the last week, you know, with the takeover offer of Goldcorp on Osisko, people are starting to think, gee, there's interest out there. And it, this, people see it as something that will start some movement in the market. More attention to the mining side, more attention to the gold business. And I think because of that, you can sense that people are much more optimistic. And most people I talk here so far think that we've hit the bottom with the gold price, and it should go up now.
Well, I personally think we have. I generally put my money where my mouth is. Also, as our listeners are aware, we started, Kathy and I started buying silver, small quantities, but we started buying silver just before Christmas. I'm going to continue that, as I announce to my listeners, just because I, you know, gold and silver, you have to admit, go kind of hand in hand, and I like the leverage that silver offers. You know, you mentioned the Goldcorp offer, which I thought was woefully underpriced, by the way, of a Cisco, but that kind of leads me into wanting to talk a little bit about Clifton Star, because you are in exactly the same part of the world as Osisko. Now, I, a number of years ago, visited your property. It is very, very definitely very enthusiastic mining country. Your properties are, in my opinion, very, very interesting because there has been work done there before. With your experience, I would have to believe that this thing is going to either under your tutelage, for lack of better terms, or a major company like a Goldcorp or whoever coming in and taking over. I think it's going to go back into production.
I personally believe that that deposit, the Duparquet deposit, will get in production in the coming years. Whether it's Clifton by itself or Clifton with a partner, I do believe that it's going to happen because, like you mentioned, the Cisco story, we're in the same part of Canada with the same abundance of infrastructure, roads, power, and everything, manpower. So it's a very similar story. It's a drive-to project, literally. And it's a big one. It's one of the few big ones left around. And it was left around because metallurgy was difficult and so and things like that. And we've solved this. So I think that in the coming months, we will probably see real interest from a producing company for assets like ours. It's located in that kind of area where, you know, it's mining friendly.
Well, I know that when the board brought you on, and what's it been now, about 3 years or so, one of the reasons the board brought you on is because you're not new to this game. You've done this before.
That's true. I've been involved previously with a junior company that got taken over, and it was the same pathway. That is, we took an asset, a good asset, developed it to a point where a major company or a mid-sized company would be interested in either joint venturing or buying out the company.
Now, where we stand right now in terms of me as a shareholder, you as obviously a substantial shareholder in the company, I would have to say that even though the share price has come down a little bit, and obviously the reason the share price has come down a little bit is because of a lack of interest in the market, your price, though, you've doubled in the last couple of weeks or so. So things are looking very, very good along those lines. But what do you, Michelle, where do you see the market going for the remainder of 2014? And let me define what I mean by the market, the junior resource stock market.
Well, I think that it will go up for two simple reasons. First of all, I do believe that the gold price will go up. I don't know how much, but it will go up during the year. And the other aspect is that the market last year were so bad and company valuation was became so low that there will be a rebound because there's a lot of value nowadays, especially in a company like Clifton Star. You know, we've been working for the last year developing more resource, de-risking that project, getting things tweaked down on the project, and our value has gone down during 2013. So I do expect to see a rebound, and I do expect, as a whole, the junior market to rebound.
Well, value has gone down a little bit, but having said that, I think the rebound is actually, I think it's going to happen. I don't think there's any question about that. And the reason I feel that way purely and simply is because too many people are so absolutely almost crazily interested in the junior resource market. I mean, those people aren't going to go away. I'm not going to go away. You're not going to go away. There are people who I think just because of their enthusiasm, I think we're going to see a rebound in the market.
I think you're right about the following people. There's a mining, let's call it a mining crowd or an exploration crowd, that are still very interested in what people are doing here in Canada and elsewhere in the world. And I do think when you look around here in Vancouver today, there's lots of people and they're interested in what we're trying to do here. I do think that there will be a follow-up.
Well, Michelle, I got to tell you, I appreciate your views on the resource market. I appreciate your views on gold. It's always very, very interesting to get an industry perspective, as you provided our listeners. But in terms of your company, I want to stress three things, and this is not investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor. I'm also a shareholder of Clifton Star. But, you know, you guys got a great asset, you've got great management, and you've got plenty of money in the bank. So there really isn't too much more that someone could ask for.
I agree totally with what you just said, and thank you very much, Al.
Thank you, Michelle.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.